भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत
सेवया
भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी.
This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ovetra čitaćemo iz Srimad Bhagavatama.
7th canto.
7. pjevanje.
Chapter 10.
10. poglavlje.
Entitled Prahlad, the best among the exalted devotees.
Koje nosi naslov Prahlada najbolji među uzvišenim bhaktama.
Text number 3.
To je stih broj 3.
Vritya lakshana jigyasur bhaktam kame svachodayat bhavan saṃsāru bijeshu hridaya grantishu prabho.
Translation. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee.
O moj obožavani gospodine, pošto se sjeme požudnih želja, koje je izvorni uzrok materijalnog postojanja, nalazi u svačijem srcu, poslao si me u ovaj materijalni svijet da ispoljim simptome čistog bhakti. Smisao. U Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu se podrobno diskutuje o Nitya Siddha i Sadhana Siddha Bhaktama. Nitya Siddha Bhakte dolaze sa Vaikunte u ovaj materijalni svijet da bi svojim ličnim primjerom poučili živa bića kako da postanu bhakti. Živa bića u ovom materijalnom svijetu mogu učiti od takvih Nitya Siddha Bhakta i tako razviti želju da se vrati kući nazad Bogu. Nitya Siddha Bhakta dolazi sa Vaikunte po naredbi svevišnje božanske ličnosti i svojim primjerom pokazuje živim bićima kako da postanu čisti bhakte, Anja Bilašita Šunja. Uprkos tome što dolazi u ovaj materijalni svijet, Nitya Siddha Bhakta nikada nije privučen čarima materijalnog uživanja. Savršeni primjer je Prahlada Maharadža, koji je bio Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavata Bhakta. Iako se rodi u porodici Hiranyakashipua, ateiste, nikada nije bio vezan ni za jednu vrstu materialističkog uživanja. Pošto je želio da pokaže koji su simptomi čistog bhakte, gospodin je pokušao da navede Prahlada Maharadžu da prihvati materijalne blagoslove, ali ih Prahlada Maharadža nije prihvatio. Naprotiv, svojim ličnim primjerom je pokazao koji su simptomi čistog bhakte. Drugim riječima, sam gospodin nema želju da pošalje svog čistog bhaktu u ovaj materijalni svijet, niti bhakta dolazi iz bilo kojeg materijalnog razloga. Kada se gospodin pojavljuje kao inkarnacija u ovom materijalnom svijetu, nije očaran materijalnom atmosferom i nema nikakve veze sa materijalnim djelatnostima. Svojim primjerom poučava običnog čovjeka kako da postane bhakta. Slično tome, bhakta koji dolazi ovdje po naredbi svevišnjeg gospodina, svojim ličnim ponašanjem pokazuje kako postati čisti bhakta. Čisti bhakta je zato praktičan primjer za sva živa bića, pa čak i za prana.
Vritya lakshana jigyasur bhaktam kameshvara chodayat bhavan sansarupi jeshu hridaya granthishu prabho. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee.
O moj obožavani gospodine, pošto se sjeme požudnih želja, koje je izvorni uzrok materijalnog postojanja, nalazi u svačijem srcu, poslao si me u ovaj materijalni svijet da ispoljim simptome čistog pakta.
So, Lord Maharaj is revealing his position as a nitya siddha devotee.
Dakle, Prahlad Maharaj otkrio svoju poziciju kao nitya siddha bhakti.
Srila Prabhupada also on different occasions more or less stated that Krishna sent him to the material world.
Srila Prabhupada je također u nekoliko situacija izjavio da je manje više Krishna poslao u ovaj svijet.
The difference between a nitya siddha devotee and a sadhan siddha devotee is that one is coming, the nitya siddha is coming from the spiritual world and he is already perfect, whereas the sadhan siddha has to perform expertly his regulative activities, his sadhana, and then he may be blessed by the Lord to attain perfection.
Razlika između nitya siddha i sadhana siddha bhakti je da je nitya siddha osoba koja je poslana iz duhovnog svijeta i potpuno je savršena, dok sadhana siddha kroz razne regulativne principe, kroz razne regulative, treba dostići nivo savršenstva od gospodina umjela.
Generally, Vaishnavas refer to themselves as sadhakas.
Obično Vaishnave sebe nazivaju sadhakama.
Sadhaka means someone who is trying to become a sadhana bhakta.
Sadhaka znači onaj koji pokušao postati sadhana bhakta.
In other words, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin vedimam tatvataha. Out of many millions of men, one will have sufficient intelligence to even desire to understand the truth.
Drugim riječima, od mnogo miliona ljudi, jedan će imati inteligenciju da pokuša shvatiti istinu.
He may endeavor in different ways as a karma yoga, as a karma yogi, as a jnani, as a siddha bhakta, whatever. He may endeavor to achieve perfection.
I on može pokušavati da dostigne savršenstvo bilo kroz karma jogu, jnana jogu, siddha jogu.
Yatatam api siddhanam kaschin vedimam tatvataha. Out of many of those, millions of those, maybe one will come to understand Krishna as he is.
A opet od mnogo miliona takvih osoba samo će jedan shvatiti Krišnu kakav jeste.
Krishna can only be known by devotion.
Krishna se jedino može spoznati devocijom.
Atas Sri Krishna nama di nabavet drayam indriyai. Krishna cannot be known by our imperfect senses.
Krishnu ne možemo spoznati našim nesavršenim čulima.
Generally, we are taught in our lives by the empirical process of extending our eyes and our ears and our various senses.
generalno mi smo naučeni empirijskom procesu gledanja, znači kroz naše oči ili svatne stvari kroz naše čula.
The senses are like sensors.
Čula su kao senzori.
They take down different types of data and they process it in the mind.
Koji bilježe razne vrste informacija i procesiraju ih u mozgu.
And then we base our various conclusions about life on our sensual experiences.
I svoja iskustva u životu mi baziramo na osnovu čulnih iskustava.
But this is an inherently defective process.
Ali to je nasljedno defektan proces.
Senses are imperfect.
Čula su nesavršena.
The senses are limited.
Čula su ograničena.
The senses naturally have a tendency to be illusioned by various apparitions in the material world.
Čula prirodno imaju tendenciju da padnu pod iluziju različitih uticaja u svijetu.
And due to lusty desires, due to mundane consciousness, we have a tendency to cheat.
I zbog požudnih želja i materialističke svjesnosti imamo tendenciju da varamo.
Everybody knows, especially educationists, that their senses are imperfect, that they make mistakes, and that they're often in illusion, but still they will concoct some philosophy and teach it to the masses as absolute knowledge.
Svatko zna, posebno osobe koje se bave edukacijom, da su čula nesavršena i da su pod utjecajem iluzija, ali opet će pokušati izmisliti neku filozofiju i potičavati kao apsolutno istinu.
It's cheating.
To je varanje.
And that can be evidenced by, or you can witness that in the difference between what they say and what they live.
I to se može posvjedočiti razlikom toga što oni propovedaju, to jest govore i kako žive.
They teach moral standards, they teach healthy life, but they themselves are addicted to so many sense gratificatory activities.
Podučavaju u moralnom životu i čistom, odnosno zdravom životu, a sami su odani mnogim griješnim aktivnostima.
I saw this on a few occasions. Prabhupada would meet with some people and they would say, I'm a teacher.
Vidio sam ovo nekoliko puta. Prabhupada se sreo sa raznim osobama koje podučavaju.
And then Prabhupada would probe a little more about what they actually knew.
Onda su on tvrdili da podučavaju i Prabhupada bi isprobao što oni u stvari znaju.
And then he would get angry and blast them.
I onda bi se jako razljutio i bio je napadao.
Depending on how much they resisted, he would either mildly chastise them or out and out call them rascals.
I ovisno o tome koliko bi se oni odpirali, oni bi ih ili blago prekoravao ili bio baš onako zubi rascal.
So, because of these defects, we cannot understand the absolute truth. We can only understand when we appease the Lord by offering devotion to Him.
Ne možemo pomoć ovih čula, znači razumjeti, defektni čula, razumjeti apsolutno istinu, jedino možemo razumjeti Gospodina pomoću onih službe koje možemo.
Krishna is prepared to remove the curtain.
Krishna je spreman da otkloni zavisu.
Krishna is prepared to reveal himself as we read about him in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ni spreman je da nam se razotkri onakav kakvim o njemu čitamo u Srimad Bhagavatam.
But he says, bhaktya svananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjuna gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. I can be known as I am, Arjuna. I can reveal myself as the Supreme in front of you, but you first surrender.
Krishna kaže u tom stihu da zapravo Arjuna možeš me spoznati kako jesam, mogu ti se razotkriti, tako, ali se prvo moraš predati meni.
The whole purport of Varnashram Dharma or Sanatan Dharma is Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. We come to a point where we realize that we have no other auspicious activity than to simply give ourselves to God.
Pravi smisao Sanatan Dharme je da dođemo do spoznaje da nemamo drugog interesa osim predaje Bogu.
Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they are showing us how to raise our hands to the glorification of God.
Gospodin Chaitanya i Nityananda su nam pokazali kako da dignemo svoje ruke u znak slavljenja Gospodina.
But this also means, O Lord, please come into my life, please come into my heart, guide me, drive my chariot, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, that control my senses.
Ali to isto znači, dragi gospodine, molim te dođi u moj život, u moje srce, a i povezi moju očiju.
So the mind, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Udhuvedatmanatmanam, try to elevate yourself by your mind.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže, pokušaj da se uzdigneš svojim umom.
But the mind is chanchal.
Ali um je chanchal.
Everybody knows that word. The mind is restless, always jumping from one place to another. Lakshmi Devi is also called chanchal.
Lakshmi Devi se također naziva chanchal.
She never stays with one person very long. We see people become wealthy for some time, then something happens, they lose all their wealth, and someone else comes up.
Vidimo da neki ljudi postanu bogati na određeno vrijeme, onda se nešto pojavi, a oni izgubi svo svoje bogatstvo, drugi se pojavi.
But the place where Lakshmiji always stays is at the lotus feet of Narayana.
Ali mjesto gdje se Lakshmiji uvijek nalazi su lotusova stopala Narayana.
So if you worship Narayana sincerely, then you will also capture Lakshmi.
I ako obožavate Narayana iskreno, također ćete imati Lakshmi.
I've seen in India all the big wealthy people who are wealthy over generations. They are very devout worshippers of Lakshmi Narayana.
Sam vidio mnoge bogate porodice, ljudi koji su bogati već generacijama i svi su jako posvećeni obožavanju Lakshmi Narayana.
Of course you can acquire material opulence by purva karma, but then you become the servant of that opulence.
Naravno, možete dostići obilje putem purva karme, ali nadam da ćete postati ovisni robot tog vlaga.
There is a tendency for people to become bewildered.
U ljudima postoji tendencija da budu zbunjeni.
Boga je svarja, prasaktana, pajapri, čeca. As soon as we get some facility for material enjoyment, instead of using it in Krishna service, we take something for ourselves.
Čim dobijemo neki potencijal za služenje gospodina, umjesto da damo njemu, mi to zadržavamo za sebe.
I have, as I told you, started my devotional career in this lifetime in a very simple temple.
Kao što sam vam već ranije rekao, ja sam svoju devotsku karijeru započeo u jako siromašnom templu.
We had a little small apartment.
Imali smo mali, mali stan.
And sometimes you didn't have a bath. You had to go down to a lake, to the ocean, and take a bath in the morning.
Ponekad jednostavno bismo morali čak otići na tuširanje u okean.
And then I ended up in Bombay, which is the wealthiest temple in this country.
And I ended up in Bombay, which is the wealthiest temple in this country.
And one of the more wealthy temples in India. And it's so beautiful, so much marble and gold and silver.
Kako je predivan toliko tuna, mramora, srebra, zlata.
But I see that many of the devotees who live there or who come to do devotional service there, they're attracted by the opulence and inhibits or it suppresses their devotional life.
Ali vidio sam, mogu se prijeti da mnogi bhakti koji tamo dođu su zapravo priučeni tim materijalnim obiljem i da to loše utječe na to u devotsku službu.
Not all, but you know, the tendency is there.
Znači, nisu svi takvi, ali postoji tendencija na tome.
Rupa Goswami taught us to use everything in Krishna's service.
Rupa Goswami nas je podučavao da upotrebimo sve u Krišnoj službi.
Bhakti Siddhanta for the first time introduced sannyasis preaching traveling in motor vehicles.
Bhakti Siddhanta je prvi uveo putovanje sannyasija, to je putovanje u propovjedanje putem motornih vozila.
This is a revolution in India.
To je revolucija u Indiji.
Formerly a sannyasi would only go by walking.
Prije bi sannyasi samo hodao.
That also often barefoot.
To često bos.
But Bhakti Siddhanta wore leather shoes.
Ali Bhakti Siddhanta je nosio gumene cipele. Leather.
Of course they were ahimsa leather. You don't forget that.
Naravno, to je bila kožna koja nije dobijena putem nasilja, to ne bude baš šest.
In other words, a cow that has died naturally.
Drugim rečima, krave koja je umrla prirodnom smrću.
So, in order to control our mind and not be attracted, we have to perform some regular activities known as sadhana.
Da bi kontrolirali naš um i ne bivali privučeni, onda je potrebno da praktikujemo sada.
Now, whether you have a temple that you can go to, which is very good for householders.
Sad, bilo da imate hram u kojem možete doći, što je dobro za domaćine.
Of course, it's very good for everyone, but especially householders.
Naravno, dobro je za svakoga, ali posebno za domaćina.
That is nice. It's convenient. You can go to the temple and see the arati and do your japa and do a little seva and go to the office.
To je lijepo, povoljno. Možete otići na arati, mantriti japu i onda otići u red.
But one way or the other, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned and I have extracted from his teachings about 30 different quotes on the importance of the regulative principles and Mangalarga.
Ali Prabhupad je stavio naglasak, ja sam vidio kao 30 različitih kotacija gdje on govori o značaju regulativnih principa i Mangalarga.
You'll be happy to know that I have translated them or have them translated to Srpska Korejša.
I bit ćete sretni da saznate da sam i dao prevesti na Srpsko Hrvatsko.
And the purport of these quotes from Prabhupada.
Smisao ovih kotacija od Prabhupada
is that you cannot make spiritual advancement unless you follow the principles and attend Mangalarti, whether you are big or whether you are small, big devotee or small devotee.
Smisao znači ovih kotacija je da ne možete postići napredak ukoliko ne slijedite regulativne principe, ne posjećujete Mangalarti, bilo da ste veliki bhakta ili mali bhakta.
So, you have to do this either in your own home or in a temple or somehow.
Morate to praktikovati bilo u svom domu ili u templu bilo kako.
And Prabhupada does qualify. He says devotees should get up before 4 in the morning. In other words, oh yes, I have Mangalarti at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Prabhupada govori, treba se ustati prije 4, imati Mangalarti, a nek može reći, pa da, ima Mangalarti u 9.
Maybe some allowance for in some situations that it is at 5 o'clock or later 6 o'clock, but any later than that. Mangalarti is supposed to be during Brahma Muhurta.
Postoje prilagodbe u nekim situacijama da se može desiti da je u 5 ili u 6 najviše, međutim Mangalarti treba biti u toku Brahma Muhurta.
There are only three people who are three categories of people who can be exempt.
Postoje jedino tri kategorije ljudi koji mogu biti izuzeti.
Everyone else must do it.
Svi ostali to moraju praktikovati.
Only the old persons,
jedino stare osobe,
invalid or sick persons,
invalidi ili bolesne osobe,
and children,
djeca.
And as far as possible, children should be trained to come to Mangalarti.
A koliko je god moguće, djecu također treba obučavati da dođu na Mangalarti.
I just got a letter from Lakshmi Moni, who runs a girls' academy in Florida. So there's one young girl there, 13 or 14 or something, who is writing to me.
That's another piece called Lakshmi Moni, which vodi akademiju, to je školu za djevojčice u Kaliforniji. I jedna 13-godišnja djevojčica mi pisala.
So, there was some question about, from Lakshmi Moni's side, something she said about Mangalarti, as if to suggest that this young lady was not attending Mangalarti.
Tu je bilo pitanje od strane Lakshmi Moni u smislu da ova djevojčica ne posjećuje Mangalarti.
And so I questioned, and Lakshmi Moni replied that, no, no, everyone here, all the children go to Mangalarti.
Onda sam ja malo istraživo i ona mi je odgovorila da zapravo sve ostale djevojčice idu na Mangalarti.
So, there's one other category where you don't have to go to the morning program or the chant.
Postoji još jedna kategorija koje ne morate ići na jutarnji program ili...
That is if you're a Nitya Siddha.
No, ja ste Nitya Siddha.
Otherwise, it can't be minimized. This morning program and our regulative principles.
Suprotnom značaju jutarnjeg programa se ne može umanjiti ili značaj regulativnih principa.
You want to light a fire, and you have very good matches, and you know there's no wind, and you bring the very best wood for your fire, but the wood is very wet.
Želite zapaliti vatru, imate najbolje šipice, nađete drvo i nema vjetra, međutim drvo je jako mokro.
Fire won't light. You can waste a whole box of matches. Won't light.
Vatra neće planiti, možete potrošiti čitavu kutiju šipica.
But if the wood is very dry, one match will start everything burning.
Ali ukoliko je drvo jako suho, jedna šipica će zapaliti vatru.
So, if you follow the principles nicely,
ako lijepo slijedite principe,
in the beginning it may seem awesome, it may seem difficult.
U početku može izgledati teško.
You heard that word, awesome? It's the word of choice for young people in the West, extreme West of America here. Anyway. Wow, man, that's awesome.
To koriste mlađe osobe Americi dosta.
The regulative principles, they may seem hard.
Regulativni principi mogu izgledati teški.
But another English expression, you just have to bite the bullet and follow.
Ali drugi engleski izraz je da jednostavno morate zagristi metak i nastaviti slijediti.
You know that expression, bite the bullet? Not eat the bullet, bite it.
Ne pojesti metak, zagristi.
It's not like it's the most difficult thing you ever did in your life. If you take it in a spirit, in the right spirit, it's easy.
To nije kao neka najteža stvar koju ste ikad mogli uraditi u životu. Ako prihvatite to sa odgovarajućim duhom, nije tako teško.
If you get your mind conditioned that this is difficult, it's impossible, then that's right, it'll be impossible or it'll be very difficult for you.
Ukoliko u svom umu mislite ovo je teško ili nemoguće, onda će biti teško.
But if you take it in a positive way, that I'm becoming healthy again.
Ukoliko to prihvatite na pozitivan način, postajem zdrav, ok?
Try to envision yourself in the future, how you will be.
Pokušajte zamisliti sebe u budućnosti, kako ćete biti.
Peaceful, happy, unaffected by the material ups and downs.
Sretni, a ne uznemireni raznim materijalnim padovima.
See yourself in your mind's eye. See yourself acting in that consciousness.
Vašim unutrašnjim okom posmatrajte sebe kako djelujete u toj svjesnosti.
And always keep that picture in front of you.
I uvijek držite tu sliku ispred sebe.
Relate to someone that you know who is in that position.
Družite se s nekim koga znate koji je u toj poziciji.
And remember how they are always happy and with no worries. See yourself also in that condition.
Sjetite se kako su uvijek sretni bez briga i zamislite sebe u toj poziciji.
And then Mahajano Yena Gata Sapandaha. Follow in the footsteps, follow the principles.
I onda slijedite stope, slijedite principe.
There is this one girl who won a competition in America for 4 years in a row.
Postoji jedna djevojka u Americi koja je osvajala takmičenje, glavnu nagradu takmičenja 4 godine zaredom.
Have you heard of Boy Scouts?
Jeste čuli za đače?
Huh? They also have Girl Guides. Do you hear of Girl Guides? It's the female, huh?
This we have a special son.
Why did you say you're always guided by girls? Oh, yeah, so, okay, Boy Scouts, the female wing. So anyway, every year in America, the Girl Guides get out and take these boxes of cookies to raise funds. They sell them door to door.
Svake godine u Americi te djevojčice uzmu tako kutije kolačića i distribuiraju ih okolo da bi zaradili.
So for 4 years in a row, this girl, young girl, she was 11, 12 years old, she won the national competition. She sold more cookies and collected more Lakshmi than any other girl in the country.
I 4 godine zaredom je ta djevojčica od svojih 11 godina postizala prvo mjesto na nacionalnom takmičenju i prodavala je više kolačića i skupila više fondova u drugom.
So, big corporations, IBM, Hewlett Packard, Ford Motors, they had this little girl come to their some of their sales meetings and speak to, you know, 500 of their sales people, big crowds.
Velike kompanije poput IBM i Hewlett Packard ili Forda Motors su pozvali ovu djevojku na njihove sastanke da bi ona govorila ispred njihove i sve, recimo, upoznali u način kontrodenu.
So she would explain that after a little while of selling cookies, I saw that about every 10 doors of knocking on the door, someone would buy some cookies.
Ona je objasnila da je primijetila da bi nekih, kad bi izašla i kucala na vrata, oko 10 vrata bi neko kupio kolač.
So, I would go to someone's door, knock on the door, and tell them I'm from Girl Guides, will you take some cookies?
Ako bi otišla, pokucala na nečija vrata i rekla da ja sam iz djevojačke organizacije, prodajem kolače, ali ste kupili.
And they would say, no, thank you, not today.
Oni bi rekli, ne, hvala, ne danas.
And then she would get very excited. She would think, only 9 more doors before I make a sale.
Postala je uzbuđena. Samo još 9 vrata prije nego što prodam.
So, you can do it.
Znači, možete to uraditi.
Only 9 more lifetimes. No.
Života.
It won't take long. But you have to have the right attitude, positive thinking.
Može trebati dugo, ali trebati imati pozitivan stav, pozitivno razmišljanje.
As soon as you see yourself getting depressed, kick it out.
Čim vidite, primijetite da postajete depresivni, izbacite to van.
If you can win the battle with your conditioned mind, that if you win that one battle, conquer the whole world.
Koliko možete pobijediti u bitci sa svojim uslovljenim umom, onda možete pobijediti čitav svijet.
So this is what our sadhana is teaching us, to be prepared for anything.
I to je ono čemu nas naša sadhana uči, da budemo spremni na sve.
Not only will we benefit, but we will become examples for the whole world to follow.
Ne samo da ćemo imati dobrobit, nego ćemo postati primjer za čitav svijet da nas slijedi.
So, I once again I want to thank you all for your hospitality and giving me a chance to come here and share a little association with all of you.
Još jednom želim da vam se zahvalim svima za vaše gostoprimstvo i što ste mi dali šansu da ovdje dođem i da se družim s vama.
My humble prayer is that you will all continue with enthusiasm to push on Krishna consciousness in Bosnia and in Sarajevo.
I moja molitva da, molim da molitva da ćete nastaviti da propagirati svjesnost
I assure you this is the panacea. It is the one light switch that all of the other lights will come on. It is the best remedial measure for the problems in this part of the world.
Uvjeravam vas da je ovo prekidač koji će upaliti sva ostala svjetla, znači povuće mi svjetala i da je to glavni lijek za ovu dušu.
Go forward with intelligence, listen to Krishna in your heart.
Nastavite naprijed sa inteligencijom, slušajte Krishna u svom srcu.
I was in Iran for a few months in 1978.
Bio sam u Iranu na nekoliko mjeseci 1978.
And we would preach to people, we didn't have deities.
Propovjedali smo ljudima, nismo imali božanstva.
And oftentimes many young boys would teach them the philosophy and encourage them to chant the names of Allah.
I mnogo puta bi mladićima propovjedali, podučavali filozofiju i učili
So devotees are very intelligent how to get the result.
But this we are intelligent on the toga kako dobiti postići rezultat.
As I said before, Prabhupada gave three instructions.
To što sam rekao prije, nego što je Prabhupada dao tri instrukcije.
And I'm going to add one more to that. Prabhupada's instructions were chant Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada's instructions were chant Hare Krishna.
Have no worries.
Nemojte se brinuti.
Be happy.
Budite sretni.
And I am adding, have fun.
Ja dodajem, zabavljajte se.
Always try to have fun.
Uvijek se pokušajte zabaviti.
Organize community picnics.
Organizirajte piknike.
Go out for community walks.
Idite u zajedničke šetnje.
Go swimming together. Whatever it is, have fun and chant Hare Krishna.
Zabavljajte se i pjevajte Hare Krishna.
Don't ever let... There's no utility. Here's one of my... You can quote me. There is no utility in negativity.
Ne postoji korisnost u negativnosti.
When I get negative about anyone or anything,
ne postane negativan oko bilo koga ili bilo čega,
doesn't change it.
Ništa ne mijenja.
Doesn't help me feel better.
Ne pomaže meni da se osjećam bolje.
No value. Okay, Hare Krishna. Questions?
Do you have printed this paper?
Yes, I have. Yeah. You want a copy?
Yes. And I would like also to ask you if you can say something about your personal, I think, which Prabhupada, some maybe some stories, little instructions, anything.
I've got a few stories, but the thing is that certain people are expert in noting down details.
Kaže, ja mogu ispričati par priča u vezi toga, ali nekoliko ljudi su eksperti bilječenja stvari.
Like an autistic savant or something. You know, an autistic is someone who could have an IQ of 80 or 75, in other words, almost an idiot. But they could walk up to a building, a very ornate building, see it one time, and go back somewhere and paint every detail. And then, it's not that they have to be unintelligent. Also saw the Buddha as expert in taking down details, but
nije da mora biti neintelligentno, sa da Buddha recimo ekspert u bilježenju detalja.
My way of moving through the world,
moj način kretanja kroz svijet,
is more intuitive.
Je više intuitivan.
People, I relate to people, not what they've done in the past, either good or bad.
Ja se ne obratim prema ljudima u ovom smislu da gledam ono što su radili u prošlosti.
But I get an impression of their heart, what they like.
Nego pokušam dobiti impresiju o tome što je u njihovom srcu kakvi su.
I do have a little reasoning power.
Imam malo moći razučivanja.
But I'm not completely sure whether I'm right-brained or left-brained. I'm a little more right-brained than left.
Nisam potpuno siguran da li više koristim desno ili lijevu polutku mozga, ili postavljam desno.
I have a neat story to tell.
Imam jednu divnu priču da se priča.
Once this facilitator was giving a seminar.
Jednom je facilitator davao seminar.
So one of his clients, one of the people who come to hear his seminar,
jedan od klijenata, osoba koji su došli čuti njegov seminar,
approached him and said, Stephen,
mu je prišao i rekao, Stephen,
I want you to talk to my wife.
Želim da razgovaraš sa mojom ženom.
Our marriage is having big problems. We might be breaking up. You need to talk to her.
Imamo probleme u braku i želio bi, mogao bi se raspasti i želim da razgovaraš sa mojom.
So, in the evening, Stephen came and the man introduced him to his wife.
Uvečer je Stephen došao i čovjek ga je predstavio svojoj ženi.
And he said that, you know, we just don't have any feeling for each other. The love is gone.
I rekao mu je tada jednostavno, ne osjećamo ništa više jedno za drugo i ljubav je nestala.
Go ahead, dear, you tell him.
Evo, draga, kažem.
And she explained it, you know, it's not there.
I ona je objasnila da jednostavno nema ljubav.
So, then the man said something like, you know, what's the problem? You have everything you need, right? Yes.
And the čovjek rekao, čemu je problem? Mislim, imate sve što je potrebno za me. Da.
I've given you a big house, right? You have a nice car.
Škarac mi rekao, dao sam ti veliku kuću, lijep auto.
You have an expense account.
Imaš dobar račun.
So tell Stephen what it is.
Kaži Stephen o čemu se radi.
No, you just don't understand, honey. This is it's a feeling. Come on, be rational. Tell me exactly what's the problem.
Ne, dragi, ti ne moš razumjeti, to je jednostavno osjećaj. Come on, budi racionalno.
So then Stephen said, you know, well, Dick, why don't you love her?
Onda Stephen rekao, pa, Dick, zašto ne voliš?
And he said, no, it's just not there. He said, Stephen said, I know that, so why don't you love her?
Stephen je rekao, pa znam to, ali zašto ne voliš?
And basically the point was that love is a noun and love is a verb.
A bazična pojenta je bila da je ljubav imenica, a ljubav je I glagol.
The noun comes from Hollywood.
Imenica dolazi iz Hollywooda.
And the verb means to have a relationship. You have to do something.
A glagol znači da morate razvijati odnos I morate nešto raditi.
One of the most important things you can do in your life.
Jedna od najvažnijih stvari koju možete uraditi u svom životu.
Is to build. Even a few, as many as you can, strong relationships with different people.
To je da izgradite jednu ili možda čak I više snažnih veza sa ljudima.
And it's not going to happen just like some magic fairy godmother coming and waving her wand of magic dust.
To se neće desiti tako što se pojavi čarobna vila I mašući svojim štapićem.
You have to plan to spend time with a person that you want to build a relationship with.
Morate planirati kako provesti vrijeme sa osobom s kojom želite izgraditi odnos.
You have to do things which will please that person. In other words, you have to make deposits emotional bank account.
Morate raditi stvari koje će zadovoljiti tu osobu. Drugim riječima, morate ulagati na vaš emotivni bankovni račun.
And like I said, I find myself, although I'm kind of proud of being a rational man, spelled M-A-N, I tend to be more, at least as emotional as I am, rational.
Bivajući osoba kakva jesam, ja bar pokušavam biti koliko je moguće emocionalan, koliko je razuman.
And Prabhupada understood me, and he was able to satisfy me in every way, and I also worked very hard to serve him.
Prabhupada me razumio I mogao me jednostavno ispuniti I ja sam također služio s velikim naporom.
But my relationship with him was just one of overwhelming an overwhelming impression of awe. It went beyond awe and reverence. It was one of, I just loved him for what he gave.
Moj odnos s njim je zapravo bio jedna velika preplavljenost osjećajima poštovanja I poštovanja, ali I više od toga moj odnos su bile jače.
I wish I had taken down more details so I could tell more stories.
Volio bih da sam zabilježio više detalja da mogu ispričati više priča.
Once we were preaching in Bombay with a group of devotees.
Jednom smo propovjedali u Bombaju sa grupom bhakta.
There was Jamal Krishna Goswami, Giri Rajswami, Brahmananda,
Tamal Krishna Goswami, Giriraj Swami, Brahmananda,
Achyutananda,
Achyutananda,
Harikesha,
Harikesha,
some other devotees. But we were living, some life member had given us an apartment downtown Bombay to stay.
Doživotni član nam je dao stan u Bombaju u kojem smo ostajali, stanovali.
And we, the man offered to sell us the flat, the apartment, at a quite a reasonable or cheap price.
Taj čovjek nam je ponudio da nam proda stan u prikladnoj cijeni.
So Prabhupada was going to come and see it. So I was assigned to get the apartment ready for Srila Prabhupada.
Na meni je bilo da pripremim taj stan za dolazak Srila Prabhupada.
So I worked very, very hard to get some things painted and get the right furniture, clean up everything.
Radio sam jako naporno da bi ofarbali stan, donijeli propisan namještaj i sve sredo.
So then, finally, time arrived and Prabhupada came.
Onda je konačno došao čas i Prabhupada stigao.
And he saw all the rooms, and he came into the biggest room, and there was a vyasasa on the floor.
I onda je ušao u Prabhupada je došao, pogledao je stan, ušao je u najveću sobu i tu je primijetio jasasan sa jastukom jer slišimo se stan.
And he sat down and was ready to talk to the devotees.
I onda je sjeo, bio spreman da razgovara sa bhaktama.
I don't remember much detail. But I do remember that I brought him a plate full of fruit.
Ali se sjećam da sam mu donio plate, to jest na njegovu voću.
And I put it in front of him on a little table.
Stavio sam ga ispred njega na mali stolić.
And he looked up at me and so I was standing up and he was sitting down.
I on je pogledao u mene pošto je sjedio, a ja sam stojao.
So he looked up at me in the eyes and he said, thank you very much. So I knew that the fruit was not a big deal. Prabhupada had had fruit before.
Znao sam da nije stvar u voću, Prabhupada je mogao to voću već ranije počasti.
But somehow he knew that I was trying my best to serve him.
Ali nekako je znao da ja dajem sve od sebe da ga služim.
So Prabhupada had this quality which we all should emulate.
Prabhupada ima ovu kvalitetu koju mi svi trebamo pokušati razviti.
He would always thank someone if they rendered some devotional service.
Uvijek bi zahvalio nekome ako su pokušali uraditi neku službu.
Because he saw that he was just engaging people service of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
Jer je sve vidio na način da on uključuje osobe u službu Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Priče, imao sam dovoljno druženja da bi mogao napisati knjigu.
Page 1, I saw Srila Prabhupada and he looked so beautiful.
Strana 1, vidio sam Srila Prabhupada i izgledao kako divno.
Page 2, Srila Prabhupada was glowing with an aura. Page 3.
Strana 2, Srila Prabhupada koji je blistala aura. Strana 3.
Seriously thinking
visiting a devotee who is a hypnotist.
Razmišljam ozbiljno o opciji da posjetim baktu koji je hipnotizer.
I have heard that you will not.
Ste da ja mogu sve.
She went to the hypnotist just to see if he could bring out some memories.
Ona otišla je na tiseru da vidi da li može da joj povrati neka sjećanja.
It's funny, the very famous scholar in America.
Interesantna je stvar da je jedan vrlo slavan naučenjak u Americi.
Most scholars see that Prabhupada was a relatively successful cult leader.
Većina učenjaka misle da je Prabhupada bio prilično uspješan vođa kultova.
But they don't see him as Hopkins, he appreciated the very mystical, very, very powerful thing that Srila Prabhupada did. He didn't just come and attract some people to his religion, but he actually implanted Vedic culture in the middle of Western civilization.
I zapravo Thomas Hopkins nije bio inspirisan samo time što je Prabhupada privukao toliko sljedbenika, nego je više bio privučen tom mističnom stvari, kako je Prabhupada zapravo mističnom moćnom stvari, kako je Prabhupada usadio vedsku civilizaciju u zapadni svijet.
So once Hari Sari wrote of course, he wrote his books, Hari Sari's diaries. And on his second book, he wanted Tom Hopkins to write the foreword. So he called him on the phone. Revealed what he wanted, Thomas Hopkins began to laugh.
I kada je otkrio svoju namjeru, Thomas Hopkins je počeo da se smije.
He said, you Hare Krishnas.
Kaže, he said, Hare Krishna.
The Christians have one book or a few books about their teacher. Muslims have one or two books, he said. You guys have got a book for every day in the life of
Prabhupada.
So, there should be every one of Prabhupada's disciples should write something so that the next picture of Sri
svako od Prabhupadovih učenika treba nešto napisati Šila Prabhupada tako da sljedeća generacija ima jasnu sliku.
You can learn something if you see the Vyasa Puja offerings. Of course, some of them are very kind of dogmatic and stoic. And, you went to the West, you had two heart attacks, you did this, you did that, thank you. It's the same every year. But there are other ones that are really deep expressions of love.
Možete naučiti nešto također čitajući Vyasa Puja ponude, naravno neke od njih su iste svake godine i kažu i više su onako dogmatičkog karaktera, došao si na zapad, mozda srčano napada, bilo je to, to i to, međutim neke su jako pune ljubavi.
You heard that expression?
I got it,
yeah. Let's split. Let's leave. Americans are the most crazy people in the world. Especially their expressions.
Posebno njihovi izrazi.
And you see a lot of it on their t-shirts too.
Vidite također puno ispod njihovih majica.
T-shirts.
Na majicama.
Some of them are even philosophical.
Neki od njih su čak filozofski.
Favorites is he who has the most toys at the time of death wins.
Jedan od mojih omiljenih izraza je onaj koji ima najviše igračaka u momentu smrti je taj koji pobjeđuje.
One that I saw a few years ago, which was quite philosophical, but a little gross.
Jedan koji sam vidio prije nekoliko godina bio prilično filozofski, a malo drugi.
Same shit, different day.
Isto stranje, drugi dan.
In other words, life is the same thing over and over.
Riječima, život je uvijek isti. Izvola, izvola.
And here's another one for leaving. You know where you go, and buy popcorn. It's called a popcorn stand. So one guy will say, let's blow this popcorn stand. In other words, let's leave, let's get out of here.
Ja ću reći, ajmo razmit ovaj štand za kupce, ali bi će reći, idemo. He says, let's blow it means, let's go.
Yeah.
To znači, ako kaže, ajmo razmit ovaj štand za kupce, idemo.
It doesn't mean, let's blow it up.
Ne znači, bukvalno, ajmo ga razmit.
But what he's saying is that it might not be a pop, it's not a popcorn stand that he's at, but he's comparing the place to where he's at to a stupid popcorn stand. Let's blow this popcorn stand.
Znači, ne mora znači da je to štand sa kokicama mjesto gdje se nalazi, nego upoređuje to mjesto kao s tim, ja da kaže, ja kada pa.
And another one is, come on, let's split, let's leave.
A drugi je, nam se razvoje tamo, vič.
So it fits in with... It fits in with this morning's journey, we're going to split, so...
A to se uklapa sa jutrišnjim planom, razvojimo se.
Ti u Splitu vam to radi.
A najde u Splitu. Zatim se.
Okay. Okay, enough for your American lesson this morning.
Americke lekcije. Ule. Can you ask one question?
Okay, go ahead.
Uvijek sam mislio da je funkcija duhovnog učitelja, mislim i sad, da učenik objasni šta je šta.
His voice reminds me of, who's that Italian? Not Mario Lanza, but... Yeah, Pablo. It's very deep. It goes out.
Izgleda mi da je funkcija duhovnog učitelja da učenik objasni šta je šta. I učenik, ako to shvati, onda onda i ako to slijedi, dostiže željeni
cilj.
Znači prenos znanja. Međutim, često čujem za izraz milost. Milost duhovnog učitelja, milost čistoće. Da li se to odnosi samo na taj prenos znanja ili je to još nešto drugo i da nam objasni šta je to drugo?
Knowledge should culminate in devotion.
Znanje treba kulminirati u devociji.
Spiritual master taking trouble to instruct his disciple is his mercy.
To što duhovni učitelj prolazi kroz teškoće da bi dao instrukcije vodio svog učenika, to je njegova milost.
Famous example of someone who's drowning in a well.
Znate, slavni izraz kada se neko buši u bunaru.
He's screaming and yelling, help, I'm drowning.
I vrišti, a viče, pomozite, davim se.
So someone comes to the top of the well and the drowning man sees him.
I neko drugi dođe do vrha, znači do ostara bunara i ovaj što se davi da vidi.
So then the drowning man says, please give me your mercy, throw me a rope.
I onda ovaj osoba koja se davi kaže, molim te, podaj mi svoju milost, baci mi uže.
So the man at the top of the well gets a rope and throws it down.
Da čovjek na vrhu bunara nabavi uže i baci ga dole.
And the rope was being held by the man at the top of the well and it's dangling in the air just above the drowning man.
I taj konopac osoba koja ga je bacila drži na vrhu bunara, a konopac se nalazi odmah iznad glave osobe koja se daje.
Then this brilliant drowning man,
to je ovaj briljantni čovjek koji se davi,
says, please give me your mercy, make my hands go around the rope.
Kaže, molim te, daj mi svoju milost da se moje ruke uhvate za uže.
See, the mercy of the spiritual master is there in his instructions.
Viš, milost duhovnog učitelja je tamo u njegovim instrukcijama.
In the knowledge that he gives.
U znanju koje daje.
But each and every one of us is an individual, and the spiritual master, in most cases, cannot and will not push you to a place where you don't want to go.
Ali svako od nas je individu, a i u većini slučajeva duhovni učitelj nas neće tjerati da odemo na mjesto gdje ne želimo.
At a certain point, you have to make your own choice and put your hands around the rope.
U određenoj tačici moraš sam napraviti izbor i staviti ruke oko konca.
So the mercy and the knowledge are one.
Milost i znanje su jedno.
That answer your question?
To odgovara na moje pitanje.
Donekle. Ja sam tako mislio.
Quite a bit, okay. Quite a bit is good enough.
To je dovoljno. Samo još nešto, u vezi istog toga.
Only one more thing.
Čitana će li tabiti? Vidimo da gospodin Čitanja nekog dotakne i on biva... I on biva prepaljen ljubavnju prema Bogu bez znanja, bez instrukcija. Znam da je Krišna Čaitanja, da je to sam Bog.
I know that Krišna Čaitanja is God himself.
Ali kaže se da i njegovi bhakti imaju takvu moć.
But it is said that his devotees have the same power.
To je nešto što mi nije jasno. Kako se to dešava?
That's the point that I don't understand how is that.
Where does it say that?
A gdje se to kaže?
U Čaitanja Čaritamriti.
Which verse?
U Čaitanja. I don't know, ne mogu citirati, ali recimo kaže Krišna Čaitanja je nekog zagrlio i on je postao prepaljen ljubavlju prema Bogu.
I've never read that his devotees, plural, can just touch someone and immediately they become mad.
Nisam nikad čuo da njegovi bhakte mogu u množini posebno dotaći nekoga i preplaviti ga sa svjetlošću Krišne.
Znači to se odnosi samo na gospodina Čaitanju, samo na Boga.
It means only Lord Čaitanja can do that.
Yes, I think so.
Da, mislim.
It is said, lava matra sadhu sange sarva siddhi hoy. That even 1/11 of a second of association with a pure devotee can give you all perfection.
Rečeno je u tom stihu koji je naveo da 1/11 druženja sa čistim bhaktom može podati svoje savršenstvo.
But I think that is there to stress the importance. Otherwise, why not? No, 1/20 of a second. Why 1/11?
Mislim da je to tu puno više zato da bi nama naglasilo značaj te stvari, jer moglo je biti rečeno isto jedna dvadesetina sekunde.
Well, but also said if someone even touches the book, his life can be perfected.
Prabhupada je također rekao, ako osoba samo dotakne knjigu, njegov život može postati savršen.
So, you know, why sell books? Just give every devotee one book and he can go around and touch people.
Zašto onda prodavati knjige? Onda može dati knjigu jednom bhakti da ide okolo i dodiraju ljude. Postoji nešto dublje u tome što trebamo razumjeti.
There's a saying.
Postoji izreka u engleskom.
Well, it's a little song.
To je normalna pjesmica.
The original is Hi Ho. Hi ho, it's off to work I go. But the modern version is I owe, it's other words, I owe a lot of people a lot of money, so it's off to work I go. So, off to work you go.
Ovaj, kao original je hi ho, hi ho, ja se na posao spremam, a druga je verzija I owe, što bi znaš, ja posjedujem, ja
posjedujem.
I owe, dugujem, pardon. Not owe, owe, ok. Ja dugujem I zato na posao idem.
Dužan sam toga ka.
Ok, well, don't know when I'll get back this way. It depends on my health, of course.
Ne znam kada ćemo se ponovo vidjeti, to bi se u mom zdravlja.
But if you see me some other place in the future, come up and say hello.
Ali ako me vidite bilo gdje na nekom drugom mjestu u budućnosti, pričite mi I pozdravite se.
You will meet in hell or something.
Možda ćemo sresti u parku koja znam.